B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Anthony! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. This is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano, and it is another day of waiting. Waiting. We are waiting for yet Harper and Machado again to make a decision. We are waiting to find out what happens with Nick Foles and the franchise tag. We are waiting for the Sixers to resume their season, which will happen on Thursday. We are waiting for the Flyers to close the gap in their playoff chase. This is this time of the year. At the end of the week, we'll start the combine and we'll have a little draft action going on.
Wow.
Like that. This is this time. This is the window. This has always in the sports calendar been the window of waiting. And even more so with the stories that are upon us right now.
Tom Petty wrote a song about it, Anthony. He said, the waiting is the hardest part.
Yes.
And it is, that is the case because you're right. You're waiting for the tournament. You're waiting for the Masters. You're waiting for spring,
yeah.
Right, to get out of the cold weather for a lot of people. So you're right. It is agonizing waiting. And it's agonizing not knowing when something kind of drags on and on and on and on. It's the because this is such a big thing with Harper or Machado, right? Where it's, these guys can change the franchise. They can change your next 6 months or 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what's at stake, and that's why it's agonizing.
Well, it is. I think people are just, like, tired of it. They have, there's no interest. It's like, either it happens and great, or else it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I can tell by the pulse.
I sense it, yeah.
People are just tired of it. I know I'm tired of it. There's just so much. You go, all right, well, you know, whenever it happens, it happens. And then meanwhile, that sport, which we talk a lot about, and I think people will come back, judging from yesterday. I hope you had a good day off with the boy in the tournament. But most of the talk yesterday centered around the Phillies. And there was some optimism. And people thought that they could reclaim what happened in 06 and 07, 08, 09. But here's the one thing that I'm almost positive of. The one thing this sport cannot handle is a work stoppage.
Yeah, not at this time, but it happened in 94 and they canceled the World Series and they had that strike. That was a strike, right?
Yeah.
At that time, it took all the way to getting Sosa and McGuire to go on that epic home run battle, tit for tat. To bring it back to where it was.
And it never really came back here until the new ballpark.
Yeah, and they bring in Tomey for the last year at the Vet.
I remember 1999 because I remember doing a story, it's baseball dead in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and Tomey was the signal.
It was the Vet and there was like nobody there. It was like dead summer and people just weren't interested. And, of course, listen, you put a winner, everybody's going to come back.
And they did.
And they did in a big way.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, like, how many times, like, you are dealing with a sport that doesn't have the same penetration to the fan base that it once did, to the young masses that it once did.
Well, the thing is, and I just brought up McGuire and Sosa, and they were chasing 61 in Maris. There ain't a kid alive today who's who Maris is.
Yeah.
And a kid alive, man.
No.
And that was a big deal. And the record book meant more in baseball, I think, in the past than it means now. I think people care about those old records
like
they used to.
You know what's so funny?
Because the new records are tainted because of steroids.
Exactly. It's funny because I had this conversation about shortening the season with a couple old baseball buddies of mine that I used to cover the game with. And you still get this kind of pushback because of the record books.
Yeah.
And I go, listen, if you're really to be honest, nobody cares about record books anymore.
I don't give a damn.
What used to be, nobody cares. And it's because, look, it was already, like you just said, it was already tainted.
Yeah.
Like, once you have juice, it's it. Like, nobody cares. And once you deal with the home run record, man, you might as well change everything. Like, who cares?
Yeah, that was the most glorious record in all the sports was the home run. And when, you know, McGuire and Sosa did what they did, and then, boom, Bonds comes in and just destroys it even further. Now it's become, and look, those guys aren't even in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Baseball is not going to put them in the Hall of Fame, but they're going to cite the record book as the reason not to make change. Well, you've reached the point of where you have to do something despite the record book. Because the record book, as you said, is tainted. And maybe that's your last line of defense, but it's almost time to jump that fence.
Yeah.
To go over and say, okay, we can't worry about a record book anymore. We got to do what's right for the game. I saw the Major League Baseball Players Association put out a statement, not happy with Rob Manfred about the comments he made this weekend, said it was counterproductive, and that they've suggested changes. There is going to be a pitch clock in spring training. Look, I don't know if it's going to be in the regular season yet. Manfred has the power to put it in this season. We'll see if he does. I don't think he will. But you're right. And the sports in a lot of trouble. If they go on a strike, and the way a lot of these players are talking, you know, coming out and saying, hey, man, baseball revenue's up, but we're getting a smaller piece of the pie. It could be trending in the strike direction.
Well, and here's the problem, is that you couldn't get a more least sympathetic figure. Mm. Like, you think people will have any sympathy for a Major League Baseball player?
Not the money they're making. Average players make $15, $17 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, at some point
guaranteed.
At some point, you just go, hey, man, we're happy with what we're making, and at least there's no decline in it, and so be it. The owners are getting a bigger piece of the pie, so be it. Yeah, you know, enjoy it.
They see this offseason now with two great players available. It was pointed to for a couple of years that this was coming, and you knew it was coming. And then what it's done is it's disappointed. And when you hear, hey, he's going for the highest bidder or whatever it might be, 10-year deal, $300-plus million, and 310's not enough, but 320 is, you're not going to get sympathy from a guy that's up on the scaffolding today.
And again, you know,
nor should you.
Just because, you know, Machado and Harper are young doesn't mean that it's good business to sign them to 10-year deals.
Totally agree.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Manny Machado was on the record quote and saying that he doesn't bust it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so who's to say that once I give him $300 million, he's going to keep himself in the best shape into his 30s?
Yeah, he wouldn't be the first guy with fat pockets to slack off.
Right?
And he's already got that mentality when he's in his free agent year in the playoffs. You go, what?
How is that good business?
Yeah, no, you're right. And look, the Harper Machado thing is so interesting. And I know a lot of people are shifting blame to the Phillies.
Nah.
I got no blame for the Phillies.
Yeah.
None for John Middleton. I got none for Matt Klentak. It's agent-driven and player-driven.
No, not at all.
That's it.
There is no. Now, as we get into the waiting game, because there's some great stories here, one of the waiting games I'm fascinated by is the Nick Foles.
Yeah, it's tag day. They can officially tag players today. And the league year doesn't start till March 13th.
Yep.
And they can rescind the tag, or they can put the tag on up to March 5th. So, yeah, it's an interesting time. To me, this is a no-brainer. You don't tag them.
They are going to tag him.
I don't think that's the right decision, because I think you incur risk. Take the third round pick. Move on. Let's go.
You
tag him.
I trust Howie.
Well, if he tags him, I think he's got something in place.
Yeah, I mean, Howie's the master of the trade.
Yeah,
he's the master. Say whatever you want, and you can talk about drafts and all right. But when it comes to trades and it comes to the cap.
Yep.
I trust Howie implicitly when it comes to that stuff.
You and I both, and we talked about it last week. I think he's going to swing for the fences and land some kind of free agent.
So that's why I say, hey, man, do what you got to do. Did you see that? There was a three-way trade proposed involving Foles. It was like some NFL Network rumor, but it was involving Foles, Leonard Fournette, and Shady McCoy.
All right. I'm really intrigued here. How does this play out?
Well, Fournette goes to Buffalo. Shady comes here.
Okay, sold.
Foles goes to Jacksonville.
Done. I'm good. I know Shady's a little long in the tooth. Fournette's not. I'd rather Fournette. But boom,
Again, like, Fournette's not the perfect fit offensively here.
Yeah, because he's not a guy that's going to catch the ball out of the backfield and be the versatile kind of back that Shady is.
You still have to draft him on the back.
Oh, absolutely. But I got a guy that I know it can still perform in this league. I don't think Shady's game's going to drop off immediately.
No, I think he's got a couple years left. I do too.
Absolutely. I would be a total
fan.
That
was one rumor deal. This is some interesting stuff coming up. I got to get your take on what the weekend was like.
Crazy.
Oh my God. How about Carter Hart?
Yeah. 11-1 in his last 12 games. Teams 12-1-1 in their last 14. It's out of control. They're within 6 points. They're chasing the Penguins.
You called the sweep of the Red Wings.
Yeah, the back-to-back. Nailed it. But tonight's a tough one. Lightning did play last
Tampa.
Night.
Yeah.
But this week and change next week determines everything. If they stay hot, they got a chance. Because you're playing Montreal Thursday, who they're chasing 6 points behind. Pittsburgh, who they're chasing Stadium Series Saturday. And Columbus. And then, boom, a couple games after that, you got Carolina.
It kind of sucks. It's going to be rainy on Saturday.
Yeah, that's now, though. It'll change. I was out in Pittsburgh 2 years ago for this game. It was 73 degrees on the Friday. I was in shorts throwing a football around with my kids and barbecuing
really?
At my buddy's house.
It was 73 degrees?
Yep. And the Saturday was colder than I've ever felt my entire life. My computer froze on the glass for the stadium.
Wow.
Yeah. 610-632-0975.
Well, tomorrow we're getting buried.
Yeah, I hope so. We haven't had a real big one yet. I'm down for
it. No,
we
haven't gotten a big storm yet.
Lots to get to today. And top five Tuesday. I'm going to have the top five storylines in Philly sports. And I'm going to rank them in order. I usually don't go in order. And I want to see if you agree.
Oh, really?
610-632-0975. Oh, yeah. It's the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. I'm Jason Martinez. Back in the saddle. We're back after this.
All right. I want to tell you about the incredible Parks Casino. They got a sports book that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports better. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much, much more right there. The sports book inside Parks Casino is an oasis. All the action on the big screens right in the middle of the casino, plus their free bet slip builder. It's the app that lets you plan out all your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. There's also sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your sports bets on the way to the game at the South Philadelphia Turf Club right there on Backer Avenue near the stadiums. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club. Parks Casino has a lot of food options, Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and, of course, the great Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino, must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Clock Hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
What up?
10:22 on a Midday Show.
Outright tonight.
Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. I'm pumped up. Jay Wright will join us at 1:15 today.
Oh, so, I love Jay Wright. I'm not ashamed to say it, Ant.
Yeah, I mean, he is the guy everybody loves.
I love him.
He's Coach Cool.
I've said it so many times over the last 20 years. He's the best coach in Philadelphia sports, bar none. Not even close. Larry Brown, I love you, buddy. I love you. But Jay is the man. What he does at Villanova, both the way the success on the floor, the way they carry themselves off the floor, he's aces.
This, you know, one of the reasons why I really wanted to talk to him, and I mean, we're leading up to March, so it's a no brainer. But the job that he's done. Yeah. It's borderline amazing. I mean, it's as good as his championship years.
Maybe better because he doesn't have the talent.
I mean, that's it. Yeah. I mean, when you look at the talent that he lost off of a title team, I mean, that's unbelievable. You know, it's amazing. And it's still a shame kind of because they win it and it comes off the heels of the Eagles parade.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you know.
Understated.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, two parades in three seasons, that's just outrageous.
For the little school that could.
I mean, that's outrageous. Like, that still doesn't get enough credit in my eyes.
Yeah, it's why I wish that, like, you know, the Big Five and everything that went down and the breakup.
It's not a college city.
It's just not.
It doesn't. Listen, I think there's some reverence for Big Five schools and Big Five college basketball, but it doesn't have the same bite to it. Like, growing up, it was a huge, like, it was a big part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It was, at some points, probably bigger than the Sixers.
in some of the Sixers' lower years. But when you have, you know, Embiid and what the Sixers are now, everything's overshadowed.
I'm talking about back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about
60s and...
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, pre-us. Like, this town was a college basketball town. It was, you know...
One of the preeminent ones.
You know, you pick your school. And, like, that was a big deal.
You were divided.
Yes.
Within the city.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, well, there's still and some of that where, you know, Temple guys hate Villanova and St. Joe's and the Holy War.
But it's dwindled. You know, it's like this town. It's never been a college football town.
Yeah.
It's never been. It's always been a pro city. And, you know, there's always been a lot. And, you get it because it's a... Look around the major cities. Chicago is a pro town.
Yeah.
New York is a pro town. Los Angeles,
Well, they're just kind of a weird sports town to begin with.
I mean, they got, like, the USC football's a big deal.
Yeah, and UCLA basketball.
Yeah,
well,
it used to be. But even that's dwindled over the years.
Big time.
But, like, your big urban meccas, you know, even Boston, you know, it's got a lot of colleges, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of universities in Boston. But really, it's a pro town.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah, and Philadelphia is absolutely that way. And, you know, the pro sports overshadow everything. They dictate your life.
Yeah, and it's to the point where it's a shame in that, you know, Villanova needed more attention and more credit, more bouquets going its way.
Yeah, you're right. The fact that it happens just a little while, right after the Eagles go down Broad Street and end up at the Art Museum and Jason Kelsey's in the costume, nothing was going to be able to kind of garner the headline and the feeling.
You turned around, all of a sudden we got a Villanova parade. Yeah. You're like... Wow.
Embarrassment of riches in the February. Remember the February last year where nobody was losing?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
No,
Sixers didn't lose that month. The Flyers lost like one game. Villanova went on the run. It was crazy.
It's funny because, like, I'm in the throes of missing the Sixers.
Oh, this week?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You feel like there's a hole in your heart.
Oh, my God. It's amazing how much of a loser I am. All I keep thinking about is Thursday night, Heat, Thursday, like, come back already.
Yeah, it feels like an eternity. And I watched some of the NBA All-Star game. I made it through about three quarters, and I was like, all right, I've had enough.
I like the All-Star
game. It was fun to watch. It was spectacular, obviously.
Yeah.
Steph Curry shoots from anywhere, and it doesn't matter. His range is anywhere in the building.
I mean, he's hitting 35-footers.
Yeah, he hit one from the men's room on the far end of the court. It's insane what he does, and he shoots it like he's shooting a foul shot, which drives me crazy because I'd have to, like, catapult the thing there. But, yeah, the athleticism's off the charts. And, again, the athleticism in the NBA is unparalleled. It just is. It's just unparalleled in sports.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Like, the Sixers are such an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And
see Sports Illustrated cover, by the way?
So, you guys showed it to me. So, I love Sports Illustrated. And now my love has kind of dwindled over the years.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a lot of great writers.
Yeah.
And, like, I love their back. The last five pages was always an incredible read.
Yeah.
That's where I had my buddy Gary Smith, and was always his pieces would run there. But the Sixers on the cover is outrageous. It's a frameable cover. It's a beautiful cover.
Well, because of the blue.
It's the process, and they have the five guys around, like, in a circle, looking up with Embiid in the middle.
Yeah, Tobias Harris is on your left looking down, then J.J. Redick, Embiid, Jimmy Butler, and Ben Simmons. Says process, and says the Sixers are finally all in. It's a great cover.
It is. Dynamite, man.
Yeah. By the way, I want to get into some of these covers at some point, because the Sixers have been on the cover of Sports Illustrated quite a few times over the years. And I got them all in front of me.
You do? I'll see if I can name them for you.
Yeah, we'll go through it.
I didn't see it, so
yeah, I don't want to tip you off to one of them that I love.
You can quiz me on some of the covers.
All right, let me give you this top five Tuesday, Anthony. Top five storylines in Philadelphia sports right now. We'll count them down 5-1. This is what I think are the biggest stories in Philadelphia sports, and I have number five. We're going to number one's the most important.
Okay.
Number five is the future of Nick Foles and the tagging situation, where he ends up, and that storyline. Eagles moving on from Foles and staying
kind of low.
Kind of low? You think five's a little low?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the Super Bowl MVP.
Mm-hmm. I think Foles, it's a fait accompli, though.
Yes, but he's still a figure that divides the town.
Okay, I have that at number five. Number four. What number, Andrew? Do you have it there?
Four.
I got it.
Four!
Okay. Brett Brown being the right guy is the number four. Biggest storyline right now in Philadelphia sports. As we sit here at this moment on the 19th of February,
okay,
is Brett the man?
All right.
He's got all the players. Brett Brown referendum is underway. That's number four. Number three, Carter Hart and the Flyers playoff push. The White Whale, they finally got the goaltender who's 11-1. And if he had played more games this year, his save percentage would be third in the NHL.
Yes. And, it's interesting because if he plays, if he's called up, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, he wasn't ready at the beginning of the year, though. He was not
really
good. Yeah, not good at all in the beginning of the year with the.
Well, you never know how he's up here. Maybe, yeah. you when you start down there, you lose your focus a little bit.
Well, he's trying to, live on his own for the first time. There's a lot to take care of, but yeah. Nonetheless, Carter Hart, number three, in the Flyers playoff push. Can they get it done?
There'll be a bigger story next year.
Heading in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, the Sixers playoff fate. What's going to happen? What's this push? Can they get to a conference final? Can they get to an NBA final?
That's number one.
Number one for you?
Yeah.
Well, I got number one here. Harper Machado, as we sit here today. As they said, this thing is rounding third. It's like Sid Bream rounding third.
Rounding third? Who's that, the Kool-Aid guy rounding third?
I thought it was a bunt single.
No, man. No, Sixers are number one, the playoff
number post. One. Okay. So you got Sixers.
You have arguably the second best starting five in the league.
Yeah, the only team you can make the case about would be Golden State.
I mean, they're better, but Sixers are number two.
Yeah. So, real quick, Andrew sent us this thing this morning. I want to ask you about this. I want to ask the callers about this because this is a very interesting concept. All right. We know what this baseball season has kind of, this off season has been like. And we know the narratives about baseball and everything. We talked about it in the beginning. But has this offseason been a success for the Phillies?
Yes.
See, I agree with you.
Yes.
We don't see things through the same lens a lot of time, but I agree with you here.
Well, I mean, listen, you add a top catcher. You add a top weapon reliever.
Robertson.
Who I think is really kind of an under-the-radar signing. You add a really good shortstop in Segura. We'll see if McCutcheon's got some miles left, but that's a pretty good
Santana gone.
Yes, which I was happy about.
Success is predicated sometimes on what you get rid of too.
Yeah,
because Santana being gone and the admission of the mistake.
Yeah.
And putting Reese at first as an upgrade.
You know what's interesting about the Phillies is that it's a complete buy job. Like it's so different than 08.
It's not homegrown,
right? I mean, like if you look at what happened. So you have Howard, Utley, J-Roll, Hamels, all homegrown. Victorino's a Rule 5 guy.
Worth.
You're right. So, you had the roots of them coming. This thing is just really a buy job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Robertson comes because you paid him. Real Muto comes because the Marlins are shedding salary. Right?
Yep. Say,
the Segura thing comes because you took on salary. So, it's all like bought.
Yeah.
I mean, your only really true homegrown guy
is Reese
and Sir Anthony.
And Nola.
And Nola.
Yeah. No, but you're right.
Nola's big.
Yeah.
But as far as position guys.
Yeah. But and,
all those guys we talk about. Oh, this is the next guy, Alfaro. And, think about that trade with Texas.
Yeah.
Think about that with Cole.
Yeah.
Think about what you netted in return for Hamels. Nick Williams. What is he?
Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, but no thanks. Oftentimes you don't net when you're trading for prospects. I mean, I remember hearing about Drabeck for all those years. What'd he do?
Well, they traded him too. They flipped him, which was a big deal.
Yeah, they were on the other side of it. Yeah.
For the Halladay trade, and then he got hurt again.
Yeah, but you heard that guy was untouchable for
Halladay. Oh, my God. Kyle Drabeck was it.
Yeah. But you look at it, Anthony, and to me, like, a lot of people are kind of getting mad at John Middleton because he used the phrase, we're going to pay stupid money. Now, maybe it wasn't the smartest thing to verbalize. To me, it wasn't the biggest thing, the best thing to verbalize. But John Middleton's got no culpability here because this is agents and the reason why these two players haven't signed.
I don't know. I don't know why you blame John Middleton.
Do you feel like Klentak's had a good offseason?
Yes.
Do you give him the credit?
Yeah,
I think he deserves it.
Listen, I think he has a distinct advantage.
Yeah.
When you're the GM of a spender, I mean, it's great. No, I think he's done a good job. He's identified key spots.
I give him points for getting rid of Santana, not doubling down on a mistake.
Yeah, you should never have signed him in the first place, but.
Yeah, but you did, and then you got rid of him, so.
Yeah.
I take that as a positive moving forward. So I think this offseason to this point has been a huge success.
Yeah, but I got
it could be a monster success, though.
Is it enough to bring people back in droves?
No, that's a good question. That's the question to ask.
I mean, because here's the bottom line. The Sixers will occupy the town through June. Yeah. Like, you know, they're going to be, barring a collapse, it'll be Sixers through June.
Yep.
And next thing you turn around, it's training camp.
Yeah. And you're down the shore.
So
waiting for it.
You know, the Phillies almost have to land Harper to get to elbow their space.
Yeah, because here's the deal, Ant. When you talk about Segura, McCutcheon, Robertson, and Real Muto, fringe fans didn't know who those guys were.
Nope.
Harper is the guy to bring the lightning rod
back. And that provides you box out space.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't box out Sixers. You'll collapse. You have Sixers and then the Eagles.
Yeah. And that's what it'll be. They got to land Harper. But again, it's not under their control. Now, I sent a quote tweet to John Heyman because he's been banging out tweet after tweet saying the same thing.
You're out of line with
You're
out of line with you going after John Heyman.
Well, and I know he's got a job to do. I get it. But I'm frustrated. I'm pissed off about it.
He sent him an apology tweet.
He doesn't even know who I am. But here's I've never had a tweet that I sent
Andrew,
out.
Does he know who Jason is?
No clue. He's got. I'm just some schmuck on the radio.
Who's this Martinez?
Yeah, who's this hockey hunk?
But here's the problem, though. He Googles his name and he goes, he works with Anthony.
Nah, I don't show up there. Believe me, there's a lot of more disparaging stuff before you come up in my Google search. but he tweeted out again, with several teams, Harper Derby may take a few or even several more days. Besides favored Phillies, there are at least Giants, Padres, White Sox, and perhaps incumbent Nats. Washington hasn't been at the forefront, but could come late. Rumor they may have a right to match to end at the end is untrue, though. So, like, thanks, John. And we just landed on the moon. So I just said, John, if you're going to offer anything of real substance and beyond the obvious, then stop tweeting. Your vague reports have become a joke equaled only by this free agency process this offseason. And I've never had a tweet, Anthony, that was
That's
met
harsh.
With no criticism. Usually it's stick to hockey or whatever, you know?
That's harsh, though.
I got rave reviews for that tweet.
Andrew, isn't that harsh?
No, Andrew agrees.
I mean,
do you?
the constant amount of tweets that he's putting out is getting kind of annoying.
I got a pager. They all say the same thing.
But that's his job.
Yeah. The response might not have been necessary.
I mean, does he need to go at that route? That's the guy's job. The guy covers Major League Baseball. And they're being held. John Heyman, who's a reporter, is being held hostage.
I'm almost at the point where I say.
Then he has to report on this thing.
But I'm almost at the point where I say, if you don't have it, just, you know, stay off Twitter until you finally have the news that he's signing somewhere.
Yeah, but he has to tweet, though.
But here's the thing. But he also is getting, you know, information and how misleading it is.
Yeah, from Scott Boris. All those teams are tipped to him by Boris. Right. He's trying to drive up his price.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, that's all part of it. That's the deal.
Yeah, but my point is, until you have something of substance, then put the Twitter
around. Subs.
That's not something said
every
10
day,
times.
Every day, just put out a tweet, Philly's still favorites. You don't have to put out all 280 characters trying to make it sound smart. Put out Philly's still favorites. Call it a day.
Look, John, here's some breaking news. Bryce Harper is going to sign with a baseball team. All right? That's the only thing we know at this point. Somebody else is going to come into the mix because Boris thinks they got money. And John Heyman is going to report it because he's in Boris's tipping.
And this is why, when you did your Top 5 Tuesday, the Sixers are the top story.
And this is frustrating.
Yes, there's no payoff. You don't know when it's going to happen. It does nothing but just linger. That if you're going to be if you're going to go tweet John Heyman that, like John Heyman, like you're worried about John Heyman.
Well, I mean, he's one of the baseball premier writers.
Okay, but why are you worried about
John
Heyman?
I felt a need to take a stand and speak for the people. I got a lot of thank yous, mind you. That tweet got 570 likes.
Jeez.
54 retweets, Mo. But that was a great tweet. Andy Reid said he didn't know what a tweet was. A bad tweet. That's a good tweet.
You gonna tell us about your Twitter activity? How many impressions it got?
It was some of my finest work, frankly. All right, so we asked.
Wow, that's pathetic.
Have you had enough? And you asked the question. If they don't get Harper, is it enough to bring you back? Segura, McCutcheon, Rhys Hoskins. Let's not forget Rhys and Nola. Arrieta, if he can give you something more this year.
To the masses, though. That's the thing. Like, again, there's a core fan that's listening to us right now, and that includes the three of us. But beyond that, I don't think it can nose out Sixers and Eagles right now.
610-632-0975. Let's get a call in. Go to Trevor in Connecticut on the Fanatic. What's up, Trev?
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hello, Trev.
Not much. Just got back from New Haven, so.
Oh, you did? How was it?
Yeah, it was great. No traffic on the way back.
A little peppies?
They were still closed, man. I'll bring it down. If the Flyers make the playoffs, I'll bring it down to the studio.
Wow, that's a big deal, Trev.
All right, this is a big week for the boys.
I know. I know we played Tampa tough. If we can get 2 points, that'll be nice. 1 point, great. Montreal will be a tough matchup.
Now, Montreal's reeling right now, dude. They've lost.
I know. They have. So I know they lost to Nashville last week as well, which was a big one. So in Nashville. So I have a good question for you.
Yes.
Since Quinville's the big hire, and if he does not come, since he has a choice of odd pick of a job, who are the top five candidates? Is Mark Recchi a possible candidate?
No. He's not ready for that, no. He's on the bench in Pittsburgh as an assistant in his first year as an assistant. Or I think second year now. But no, I don't think he's an option. They're going to look for a big name. If a big name's not available, then they're going to... Scott Gordon will get a real look.
He's done a good job.
Yeah, I mean, I think Boudreaux is going to be out in Minnesota if you're interested in that.
I don't want anywhere near him, like a 10-foot pole.
I agree.
Why? The guy wins. The guy's got a better winning percentage than any coach in the league.
I want Q.
Regular season.
I would like Q, but I would like Recchi personally. I would like to grab someone.
Why? You just want to grab a former Flyer? Come on, Trev, you got to move on.
I found a former Flyer thing. I would like to see what he could do, you know?
But you don't know anything about his coaching. You're just going in blind here.
I know. Like, look at Rick Tocchi. I know he was horrible his first year as a head coach in Arizona. He's doing not too bad.
Yeah, but he was on the bench for years. Years. Recchi is just getting into this thing. Not ready for that. I'm not ready to go. What do you got on Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper, wake me up when he signs. That's all I got to say. This is taking too long.
So you're like a lot of people, Trevor. That's the thing you hear. All right, I'm done. Just tell me when he signs. Don't talk about it. Don't tweet it. Who cares? Just tell me when he signs.
Yeah.
Is that where you are?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. That's where I'm at.
You're more thirsting over the Sixers back Thursday.
Basketball and NFL draft than Harper Machado.
Wow.
I would rather talk. What do you mean, wow? What's there to say?
Well, apparently.
Nothing more to say.
Apparently, this thing's rounding third.
Okay. Well, when he crosses the plate sometime in the next, 3 weeks, let me know.
All right.
I mean, seriously, it's not that interesting. It's not that compelling.
But there's so much on the line.
Not really.
What?
I'd much rather talk about the Sixers and the NFL draft.
We'll get to that momentarily. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. Disinterested in baseball. How dare he? Mikey Miss is going to go off on you today.
You want to mince my words? Go ahead. All right? You want to paint me a certain way? I don't care.
How about this? How about painting new windows or getting new windows from Window Nation? It's the final week for off-season deals at Window Nation. You get free windows, free financing, and have your electric bill paid until your windows are installed. But you got to hurry because this is the final week. It's the off-season, and it's the best time to buy, and Window Nation knows this as well. And they're offering an amazing deal. Buy two windows, get two free. Get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. Buy 8, guess what? You get 8 free, no limit. Plus, during this week, purchase a house of windows, and Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Plus, Window Nation, they do a room-by-room install to cause as little disturbance as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and the installers working during the slower months and after this nasty cold weather and maybe another storm this week. You probably need new windows, and you know it because you feel the draft. This is the final week of our off-season deal of the year, so call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com where you can get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. No limit, plus 0% financing for 5 full years. Again, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Best is you reading your Twitter line, your timeline, about the people that agree with you over the Heyman tweet.
Yeah. Eddie Casper goes, at Evan underscore Casper goes, completely out of line and stupid tweet by that hockey guy to Heyman. Next guy, Alex Logos, great reply by you. The answer on Twitter goes, that was a great tweet. Don't listen to Anthony. Olney, Buster Olney, and other top reporters aren't tweeting the same repetitive stuff like Heyman is doing almost every day.
I don't know. I mean, my guy, Bob Nightingale, I only say that because I've been in their shoes, so I know it's kind of thankless.
Yeah, their bosses are going, we need you to
right, like it's a
story.
You know, I hear you. My only point is, I'm tired of it, too. So, I mean,
trust me, they're tired of it, too.
I mean, quite frankly... You know, it's why that I'm salivating for Thursday and the return of the Sixers. And tonight, like, I'm looking forward to Carter Hart's become must-see television.
Yeah, he's spectacular. He's been spectacular.
I mean, he's unbelievable. Like, 79.
But the game on Sunday?
Oh, my God.
And he single-handedly won them that game, 37 saves.
Yes.
They were dog poop the whole game.
Well, and you kind of expected that Saturday of the big win. You know, that's how those home and homes go.
Yeah.
Usually, it's a split.
Tough to... I said that on Sunday. I said, it's always tough to beat a team twice in 2 days.
Yes.
In NBA or
but
whatever.
You need, like, need something that... something or someone to steal it, right?
Yeah.
So, whether it's... You know, by the way, Nolan Patrick's playing good. Mm-hmm. And Provorov, I've been on him. I've been telling you about how so impressed. He has played such great hockey.
Huge goal in that game, too. Lindblom had two.
Yeah.
You look at
but
it.
But he stole the game.
Yeah. And you know, I was interested to see, if they would use Hart on Sunday. It was a back-to-back, the 1 o'clock game Saturday and a 6 o'clock game on Sunday, so a little bit extra time. But he collapsed. The team collapsed in the third period with a 5-1 lead. I was going to see how he responded, and he responded incredibly well. You talk about signs a lot in sports, whether that's cosmic or whatever it is. We did a whole show on the signs with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And you look at certain things and character traits of athletes and the ability to rebound after a poor performance as a 20-year-old kid in that league. And every point's important. It's a playoff race for them right now. They're six out. To respond that way is incredibly positive and points out it's great for the future.
Because look, this has been, in terms of the white whale, we're talking messiahs. I mean, you know, last week I read off all those goalies before he came on the show. All those goaltenders, one after another. I mean, for it to finally happen, it's why I looked at Wentz as a savior because, look, we've had some really talented quarterbacks, right? You know, Donovan was a talented quarterback.
Jaws Randall.
Right. Randall was like this wunderkind. But there was always a wart. There was always something wrong. You know, there was always like, if only this or if only that, which kept them from
he's all of this
true
but.
Hall of Fame status.
Yeah.
So here comes Wentz, and it felt like now there's now a divide. But it felt like this is finally it. The white whale of the complete quarterback, franchise quarterback.
In every sense.
Is here.
Yeah.
And that's what, like to me, that's why I was so disappointed by the injury and then kind of what happened this year.
Yeah. Well, you're right. And it's, you know, there's always been a couple things we've been searching for. And Wentz is that quarterback. He was like the perfect package, the arm. The lives the game mentally. We heard that he was out with his wife at dinner and he had the tablet and he was looking at plays, right? We wanted guys to live it. And he's a good guy on and off the field and all that stuff. The story comes up, I'm putting that notwithstanding. But that being said, he's got every physical and mental attribute to be not a good quarterback, great quarterback. The best in the league. He was an MVP candidate.
let's face it, right? Like, you know, you look at the Packers franchise. So the Packers franchise, right? They're, and the richness, I mean, hell, just, you just go from Favre to Rodgers, right? I mean, you know, forget about Bart Starr. Like, they have quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's 30 years now.
Yeah, you know, and you look at us, and if you look at Donovan, you go back to Donovan's career, I mean, other than the blip in 08, you know, he got hurt. There's a lot of kind of missing seasons.
The first 5.5 years
was
great.
And the next thing you know, he's out. He's done.
Yeah, and we move on. And then you go to Michael Vick and Kevin Cobb and this whole litany of guys that weren't good enough.
Yeah, meanwhile, Brady's still playing, right?
So, you know.
But that's like, so I look at Hart kind of in the same vein as I do with Wentz.
Now, what's the one thing we're going to be looking for now? If he is, in fact, the Messiah.
Well, now you're going to get snipers.
Just in Philly sports in general, what's the big hole that we don't have? If you have the quarterback in Wentz, you have the goalie in Hart, the two most important positions in each
team. And you got your superstars, you got your generational big.
You got Joel Embiid, and a point guard that's a freak of nature, 6'10", 6'11".
You don't look for anything. You're looking to enjoy.
Maybe in a couple more pitchers, and that's it.
You're looking to enjoy.
Yeah, but there's no narrative of it. We haven't had this in 30 years. Because while you may need more pitching for the Phillies, you had it not that long ago.
Yeah.
And you had one of the best pitching staffs of all time.
But the thing is that Wentz still has to show that he could stay healthy and be that guy.
Yeah. And there's a question mark.
Like, there is. I love the dude, but, you know, I mean, he's still got to stay healthy. He's still got to see it.
You're going to be watching games on eggshells like I am.
Eggshells.
Entire season.
I used to watch, I remember Westbrook, because Westbrook was really the linchpin to the Eagles. We're talking about Donovan's career. During the latter part of his career, it was all Bryant. It was all B. West.
Big plays.
And I used to watch with him on eggshells, because if he got hurt, the season's done.
Yeah, it's over. It's over, Johnny. Because he predicated so much offensively for them, both picking up blitzes, running, catching, everything. Yeah. Special teams when he had to at that point. Yeah, you're right. And when you look at it right now, if you have all of these positions filled, you know, it's not often that we kind of take inventory and go, okay, what is it? We tend to focus on the negative and what we don't have. You're always looking at what you don't have because you want it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.